had a stroke in the middle of setting a lady's leg one day.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
No, I thought you wanted me to see something.
That's okay.
Oh, you're just recording.
I'm going to record a little bit.
Yeah.
So Sadie took care of them when they were hospitalized?
In their home.
In their home. She was like a home nurse.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a county nurse, too, in school kids. And
okay, so they, so Everett owned, he willed the park. He owned all of Maplewood Park.
Yep.
And he willed it to the Austin Boy Scouts.
Right.
And we'll figure out when he died, but I know it was 1926 or 28. I think it was 26.
Well, see, I was born in 20, so I
know
there was a lot of bickering about that. Of course, that's the place that they always say that, or some of the old timers would say that the Mayos wanted to build out there.
Yeah.
And Waseca blew that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the tract. How they were going to subdivide it and sell it off.
I've seen that too.
Yeah, did Everett want to do that before he left
it? I'm not sure about that. I would doubt that. I don't know whose idea that was. If that was the Boy Scouts from Austin were going to try to develop it, or somebody else from Waseca. I can't remember that. How that, I don't remember, I can remember it like yesterday, that when the Boy Scouts, Austin gave it up and gave it to the city. Everybody thought, well, that's where it should have been forever, but I can't, put a date on that.
But did the Boy Scouts give it to the city of Waseca, or did the city buy it? You don't know. We can find that out.
Yeah.
Do you remember camping there? You remember that?
No. I never camped there. It belonged to the Austin Boy Scouts.
Okay, but then when it became a city park, in your time, did the city do anything?
We used it when I was a Boy Scout. We had wilderness camp. We'd go out to a lake, usually up around Waterville, one of those lakes.
Yeah,
And we pitched tents, and we had a cook that would come and cook for us,
Yes.
And we'd spend a week up there, 10 days.
Okay. We have extensive scrapbooks in our collection.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
Who was taking those pictures?
Bob Hodson, I suppose.
Okay.
Horseshoe Lake was one of the favorite ones that we went to. And
so what was happening to Maplewood Park during this time after the Boy Scouts gave it up?
Hormel. The Austin Boy Scouts. Well, the city, they just had it, and they didn't do much with it.
But they didn't do much with it.
No.
Okay.
No, like the Chautauqua and all that. That's you've been here and seen the development of what happened to Maplewood. But all those years, there was not anything going on out there. I don't remember ever, going there for any big activity or anything.
Okay. Are you aware that that tract of land still has some of the big basswood trees, Savannah oak, and some
that
of
were originally?
Yeah, no. In the area, yeah. That is, like, Nearstrand is much bigger, but Maplewood Park is known that it's survived maybe because it was so close to the lake. It never was on fire to anybody's knowledge in our centennial or sesquicentennial of history here. But it's where the big trees met the prairie.
Yeah.
Okay, so the prairies have all been farmed now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was forest.
So that's why we feel it's so important.
Yeah.
That we maintain it as a natural habitat.
Well, yeah, it is.
And yet we want people to go up on those trails and enjoy that mm-hmm. natural habitat.
Well, I remember as a kid, I guess, going up there. I don't know what it was, but they were trails. We called them yeah. Indian trails.
Yeah.
But little of that, but maybe a Sunday school picnic or something.
Yeah. So, Jim, how many years were you a Boy Scout? Did you how old
was
were you?
I a Boy Scout?
Yeah. How old were you when you started?
Well, you had to be 12.
Okay.
Oh. And I guess the day before my 12th birthday, probably, that was the end thing to do.
Every yeah, kid to join the Boy Scouts.
Join the Boy Scouts. And I maintained, I was a Boy Scout until I got out of high school.
And you became an Eagle Scout, like, in your senior year then, or junior year?
Well, probably junior year or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. And you're about 16?
Something like that, probably.
So were you aware of the tradition of Eagle Scouts at that time?
Oh, sure. It's a one of the big activities they had every year was a New Year's hike on New Year's Day. They would hike out to Hog's Back, which is, you know, where they just built that new pallet plant out here, and where Barry pallet plant is, right by the where the roller rink is.
Yeah, okay.
Right along there.
Yeah, along County Road 4.
Go down that road a little bit, and there's a hump there. They call that Hog's Back.
Oh.
And it's Hog's Back. And then we'd go on and hike out to Wilton Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilton.
On Courthouse Park? Or not?
Yeah, I am. Well,
Wilton Woods.
We didn't call it then Courthouse Park, but Wilton Woods there. And played hockey with the stick and a tin can. Somebody usually get hit in the head very hard.
Oh, jeez. And you do that on New Year's Day?
New Year's Day.
Regardless of the weather,
oh,
I hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? If you chickened out, they come haul you out of bed, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that, but, you know.
Okay,
when the tough gets going, the tough get going.
Are you aware that the centennial of Waseca Boy Scouts is next year?
No.
Yeah, 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's Herman, you know, when I was a boy, it was Herman Peterson and Bob Hodson were by far the big sticks and the guys that kept it together. Hodson, you know, they guys would correspond and send to that Eagle Scout dinner, which would be Christmas.
Day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody was home, you know, guys from college. And guys that were, you know, that were 25, 30 years old would come for that dinner.
Yeah.
Which was in the Masonic Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And the mothers of the scouts would put it on.
They'd cook,
turkey.
Yeah, but that kind of, I mean, that went on for many, many years,
oh,
I know.
Many years,
They called that the Aquila Club, right?
Aquila Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it kind of fell apart after Bob Hodgson died, didn't it?
Yeah, he was the glue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot, our feeling at that time was, well, as long as Bob is here, we'll do this for Bob.
He was beloved.
Yeah, but when Bob is done, we're done.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Yeah. Well, it's a very special history that the boys...
Well, yeah, it was a...
And the other thing about it, Jim, is the fact that it happened... All of this Eagle Scout tradition and then the establishment of the Aquila Club keeping together happened, you know, during the Depression and World War II. And when they sent out those little booklets to the boys, because they would let Bob know, they would write to Bob.
Write him a letter. And
let him know.
Oh, yeah, I had to report, yeah.
Yeah, you had to report even as an adult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't think that I did that because I think I made them all, you know.
You what?
I was at those dinners.
Oh, yeah. And you stayed living here, is that right?
Were yeah.
You lived here all your life?
Yeah. When I was born and raised and lived here.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All right. So, but some of those guys wandered to the ends of the earth. There were some...
Well, yeah. Some were... you know, we're in forestry. I think through Bob got those guys to go to the university.
Uh-huh.
Little Wren's boys, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the.
The twins.
The twins, yeah.
Yeah.
Ralph and Roland. And they were the guiding lights. You know, and Bob got them. They were poor, and he got them through the university.
Oh, wonderful. You know,
and they did well. They were smart kids. And went to Africa and down into South America and worked for Firestone rubber and getting, doing.
Yeah,
like Milt Winnemer, see, the kind of like the early on Milt Winnemer. But, of course, Milt was a... He wasn't even probably born then.
Yeah.
I'm
going to bring this stuff down. Okay. That's okay. Go on.
Oh.
So, what do you attribute the force behind the great tradition of getting so many Eagle Scouts in Waseca? Was it Herman and Bob, or?
Well. As I say, my brother was an Eagle Scout, say, before me, 5 years older than I am. And at that time, for all those kids, it was just a rite of passage. You know, that was just, no question. As I say, I think I probably joined about the night before I was 12 years old or something, you know. And stuck with it until I was graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eagles Club was going on after that. And
Can you say there was a sense of belonging? You know, that kind of puts some gentle pressure on you to stay with it.
Well,
year
I don't
year.
Think I don't think there was any pressure. Nobody ever asked you to join. You didn't have to. You asked to join.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So it was kind of fraternal.
Well, yeah. It was just what you did.
Just what you did. That's great.
And I don't think my folks ever said anything. They never. And as I say, my brother before me, I just followed right along with that.
Yeah.
And that's what most all the guys do each other.
Great.
Canvas
hat, yeah. Okay, well, I'm gonna wrap this up. This is Jim Fox. I'm talking with Jim Fox. This is Sheila Morris, and it's Tuesday, March 18th, 2014.
Yep.